We're talking today with Matt Boyer from the Beacon Hill Ranch. He's on the board, one of the board members with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. And also, you're a busy guy, Matt, because you're also an ag educator working with FFA in Claremore. Tell me, though, about Beacon Hill Ranch.
Beacon Hill Ranch, basically, I am the fifth generation of Beacon Hill Ranch. We're a purebred Hereford cow-calf operation. We also run a custom-fed beef operation with Beacon Hill Ranch.
Now, kind of give folks a little context that maybe to listen to us, maybe outside of Oklahoma especially, that know your father-in-law for many years before he passed. Richard Gephardt was, of course, part of Beacon Hill as well.
That is correct. You know, Richard was kind of the owner-operator, manager, wore a whole bunch of different hats. And then with his passing, we had an opportunity to kind of step up, and we were required to kind of step up and take more of an active owner-operator role in Beacon Hill operation.
Cattle producer, ag educator as well, working with the Oklahoma Cattlemen. And OCA right now is working hard, kind of with two hats on as well, operating but also advocating for something called an Oklahoma Beef Checkoff. Tell me about that.
That is correct. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association was put in place by our Secretary of Agriculture to oversee and manage a state beef checkoff referendum that will be voted on here November 1st in person. That's an opportunity for Oklahoma beef producers specifically to have a checkoff directly for Oklahoma. Unlike the federal program, where 50 cents of that actually goes to the CBB, this will be strictly just for Oklahoma, getting an entire dollar to help benefit the state of Oklahoma and beef producers here.
Let's talk about the procedure right now, because we're actually in a place, time right now, where folks can ask for a vote or a ballot and vote early.
That is correct. You can contact the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association or via email at okbeefcheckoff@gmail.com. to request a mail-in ballot or an early ballot. You can do that up until the 20th.
And that November 1st election, it's going to be happening literally all across the state of Oklahoma at extension offices. Tell me about that.
That is correct. It's extremely unique in the opportunity to where a producer will actually go to their county extension office. There's one in all 77 counties here in the state of Oklahoma. You will go there in person and have an opportunity to vote at your extension office, unlike in other elections.
And this is an election that is specifically for cattle producers.
That is correct. You have to own or sell cattle right now or will in the future here in the state of Oklahoma. That has to be sold here in the state of Oklahoma. Those are the only individuals that are allowed to vote in this election, which it's an opportunity for us as beef producers to move the industry forward without having to worry about the entire election process that takes place in a general election.
One of the interesting things about these checkoff referendums around the country, anybody who has cattle, including minors under 18, are eligible to vote.
That is correct. And that was put in place with our very first federal checkoff that was voted in 1988, to where an individual who is in the beef production or will sell cattle, despite their age, have an opportunity to go vote. Just as my daughter, who is 9, who owns and sells cattle here in the state of Oklahoma, is looking forward to the opportunity to go vote for our own state beef checkoff.
We've got obviously hundreds of young people, for example, here at the Tulsa State Fair right now that are showing livestock, and a lot of them showing cattle, whether they're heifers or they're steers. So each of those would have the right to vote.
That is correct. Like I said, which is a great opportunity for us, because the youth here in the state of Oklahoma, we are very active in youth organizations in 4-H and FFA, and specifically the beef industry. It is the largest agricultural segment in the state of Oklahoma, is the beef industry. So we have a great opportunity for all beef producers, no matter their age, to step up and help move the beef industry forward.
Tell me, what is the real need for that second beef checkoff dollar that Oklahoma will be controlling if approved?
You know, right now, the agriculture industry and the beef industry has come under extreme scrutiny entirely by other interest groups and how we handle. So it's our job to continue to educate and promote beef, not only to fellow Oklahomans, but also the consumer is asking more and more questions now. And it takes money to do that. And unfortunately, the dollar's only worth about 44% of what it was back in 1988. But expenses continue to rise. And so this is an opportunity for Oklahoma for that dollar to stay right here to educate the entire state about our heritage and tradition and the good that beef offers us.
One aspect of this particular assessment, some people try to call it a tax, but the state of Oklahoma has declared that it is an assessment. And one of the stipulations that, again, the state of Oklahoma put in place that this checkoff vote is kind of operating under is that this is a refundable assessment.
That is correct. And that is extremely unique and a great opportunity here to where within 60 days of you paying the state checkoff, if it passes, you can actually request a refund of your dollar that you paid into the state of Oklahoma. So we have an opportunity here to promote beef, move it forward, prepare it for the future, and also it doesn't cost you anything as a state beef producer if you do not wish to pay that. So you can actually request your money back. And we can continue to promote and educate individuals about beef.
And, of course, the idea there is that the hope is that the checkoff is left in place, the dollars are left there, but the folks that are responsible for investing the checkoff, they're going to have to earn the trust and the approval of the beef producers on an ongoing basis.
That is correct, and many may not understand that the Oklahoma Beef Council will actually be the stewards of those funds collected, and that's made up of a 14-person board of beef and dairy producers from right here in the state of Oklahoma. So those funds will be basically managed, selected by fellow beef and dairy producers on what they use that money for to promote and educate people about beef.